Righto! Good morning, good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you and you and you. Wow. Anyway, I didn't think that I would come back with another musical ramble in a matter of 2 days, but there was this certain subject that won't leave me the fuck alone. And honestly, it is driving me up the frickin' walls. Okay, so you know how Playful Little One, about a week ago, I think it was that long. About a week ago, Playful Little One posted this challenge on GWA Backstage, the Tag Me Challenge. And I thought, yeah, that would be pretty good to throw my hat in the ring. And one of the tags I received from other people, and I will name drop again, and it's from this really seductive guy named 808 Seduction. And he gave me the tag of falsetto. And I just have to run with it. I don't know why. This is another one of my favorite subjects in rambling about music. I like talking about misheard lyrics. I like talking about harmonies. But most importantly, I like to talk about high notes. So we're going to dub this episode as Sugar Sugar How You Get So High. So, I don't remember where I got that one from. I think it was from song. I don't know who does it. It was like, Sugar, Sugar, How You Get So Fly. But I want to name it Sugar, Sugar, How You Get So High. Anyway. So we're going to be talking about a bunch of freaking high notes. Speaking as an alto, I easily get really envious of people, even guys who can hit these kinds of high notes. And I'm not talking about the crazy dog whistle notes. No, not those kind of notes. Well, yeah, we'll get to that eventually. But no, we're talking about, like, falsetto notes, like, Prince level high, you know? Oh, God. Okay, so let's start and talk about some high notes and certain people who sing them. And first off, let's start off with my favorite, Prince. Oh, I've mentioned him so many times, I think. Every time I hear him sing high, I wonder how in the heck does he maintain his voice throughout the years doing all that? How? And especially when he's like, yeah! You know, it's just, how does he do it? I have no idea. And of course, whenever I try to do that, I sound like a Muppet being strangled. I sound like a Muppet being strangled. See, it's really horrible. Whenever I try and sing songs like Do Me Baby or Kiss, yeah. And whenever I do that thing, it's just so, it's terrible whenever I do it. But whenever Prince does it, I'm like, holy crap. Man's got quite a voice on him. Yeah. And what blows my mind is that I'm all for a singer with with a very wide vocal range. I don't know why. And especially not only in the singing range, but as speaking range too. And that's why I'm a sucker for some guys who have deep voices, and they, and I'm going to speak on the behalf of GWA. I like when a guy has a seemingly deep voice, but then when he goes all out male subby, and he's just going into these, those deliciously high whimpers, like, like that, I'm like, ugh, game over. Anyway, back to the music kind of falsetto, not the sexual kind of falsetto, but we'll be talking about that too. Okay, so anyway, Prince, he started my obsession with falsettos. And his song Do Me Baby got me more into it. I don't know whether it's that high note he hit in the middle or that noise he made just before that. I've no idea. But, yeah, it just blows my mind. And I know I shouldn't try to hit that note while I have a cold. But here goes nothing. Okay, I'm done. No, I can't. No. I'm too chicken to hit that note. For some reason, I don't know why. I really don't know why. Sometimes when I hear a song, and if somebody tells me, oh, you sound good doing that one, and then when I listen back to it, and it's like, uh-oh. No, there's that high note. Oh, do I have to hit it? And then there's people like, well, it'd be nice if you would. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Here goes nothing. I'm gonna butcher it. And then all of a sudden, what? See, I can't do it. Especially when I'm still recovering from a cold. I can't put that vibrato in there. And that woo. So, unfortunately, I am stuck with singing that woo from Focus by Ariana Grande. But I digress. Okay, so another swig of my drink. I love you, Mountain Dew. But Pepsi Max, you are my main man. Yeah. Okay, but I'm going off on a tangent. Alright, so anyway, Prince. His song, Do Me Baby, has spoken volumes to me in ways that I can't explain. It spoke to me in volumes, like, it made me horny because the song is real sexy. And then when I listen to Prince's voice and how high it gets, I'm just... Would it be necessary to be awestruck and horny at the same time? Because sometimes... I mean, I'm one of those rare women that if you sing to me in that kind of soulful R&B falsetto, I melt. Oh, and I would give anything for a guy to sing me Do Me Baby. Yes, oh my God. I would die from so much sheer bliss if anybody sung me that song. Man or woman, I don't even care who sings it. I just want you to sing that song to me because I love it so much. Anyway, yeah. Okay, so we're gonna go from Prince to What's another? Oh, there's a lot of honorable mentions here. Beck, because you remember that song you did, Deborah. I like that one. Well, there's a lot of good singers that sing with a really good falsetto. But my favorite of all, one of my favorites, another one of my favorites, actually, is the Eagles, One of These Nights, and near the end, it's just like falsetto fest. That's what I call it. I mean, it seems like it to me, a falsetto fest at the end of One of These Nights by the Eagles. Yeah. And especially when Don Henley hits that note, that thing. I sound absolutely atrocious. Forgive me. But anyway, that's another one of those high notes that just blow me over, like, ugh, what was that? And I remember listening to it when I was really little. First time I listened to it, I was really little. I was a really big Eagles fan. The band, the Eagles. Yeah. Not the football team. No. It's just, I don't know, that song. And then for years, oh my gosh. For years, I was wondering who did that really high harmony on that One of These Nights. Wow. Wow, that was such a bad demonstration, One of These Nights. What are you talking about? They didn't sing it like that. You're just being lazy. Anyway, yeah. I was wondering to myself, now, who in the hell is doing that really high harmony at the very top one? The One of These Nights. That thing. And you want to know why? As an alto, I envy these singers so much. Yeah, so, so, I was wondering who was doing that. Okay, so, I knew it wasn't Timothy B. Schmidt, because he wasn't there around that time when they recorded One of These Nights. Somebody else was. And that somebody else was Randy Meisner. That was their first bass player. Dude can sing. I gotta tell you this. Dude, Randy Meisner can sing. And especially when he takes the high harmonies, that's his forte. That is his freaking forte. And I love it. And especially the high notes he hits in Take It to the Limit. That's a good one. That's another good one. I don't know. It's just, isn't it weird that a woman like me, a woman like me envies a guy who can hit really, really, not really, really, but high enough. I mean, it's just, pray tell, how do you do all this? How? I have no idea. Anyway, and another shining example is the lesser known song by Queen called Cool Cat. That's another one I really like too. This is where Freddie Mercury just sings in that kind of, smooth falsetto, if I can remember how it goes. I know he was singing in a falsetto. I know that for sure. You taking all the sunshine away, making out like you're made light. I knew that. Cause you're a cool cat, tapping on the toe with a new hat. Yeah. I don't even feel like singing real great. Yeah, and then when he does that, no, to spin and went too fast. In the middle, I'm like, oh. You go, boy. You go, Freddy. Yeah. And you want to know why Freddie Mercury is another one of my favorite singers as well. I mean, dude can sing it all. Right, he could do soul, he could do rock, of course. He could do opera. Opera! Ha! Huh. Yeah. If you go check out Barcelona, that's the most shining example ever. Because that duet with Montserrat Cabell, yes. Yas. I feel so silly saying yas. Yas. anyway. No, but Freddie Mercury is one of my favorite singers ever. God bless his soul. Oh, and another one. Now, we're gonna go past guys who sing in a falsetto, and we're gonna go into these singers, these sopranos. Oh, I'm sorry that you sense a bit of hostility in my voice when I said sopranos. No, I'm just kidding. I'm really kidding. But those are also singers where I think, how the hell can I not hit those freaking high notes? I need another drink. Okay, I feel better. Alright, but anyway. You got singers like Mariah Carey, Christina Aguilera, Ann Wilson. Oh God, Ann Wilson. She could belt. Oh my gosh, she can belt. Ariana Grande. Now, I don't know what in the heck happened to all of those singers that sing like really dog high notes, like whistle register, they call it. And I sure as hell can't hit that note, because whenever I listen to Emotions by Mariah Carey, I just can't help but wonder every time, how in the heck does she have that much control? And, well, it's easy to see. Her mother was a classically trained vocalist as well. And, so it must have passed on down to her. And lucky duck. She's a lucky duck that she could hit that high. The only time I could hit that high is when I have a climax. And honestly, that's a little concerning. Okay, I'm really going off on a tangent, and I shouldn't. But really, Mariah Carey, for years, I loved her voice. And I still do. It's just that there's a certain lingering, nagging wonder that just washes over me. It just makes me think, how in the fuck does she do all of those dog whistle high notes? I mean, I bet you, if I play one of her songs and my dog was in here in my room right now, oh my gosh, she would instantly go like, oh? Instantly, and go like, because apparently those kind of notes hurts dogs' ears. Especially ones that you can't really hear, but you can hear Mariah's, so. Yeah. Or at least I can. I don't know if you guys, I don't know. And the same goes for Ariana Grande. I don't know. I don't know, she doesn't hit those kind of notes as much as she did about 2 or 3 years ago, I think. Time sure does fly fast. I've no idea. Okay, but anyway, back to guys who sing falsetto notes. But let's go to the ones who scream falsetto notes. Ones I really like. Oh gosh, Robert Plant. Now he... there's another inspiration to my singing. And... needless to say, each day I become a huger and huger fan of Led Zeppelin than I should be. Because, honestly, it's just... I don't know. Does it have to do with the really cool, catchy guitar riffs? Or does it have to do with Robert Plant's wailing, bluesy voice? I think it has to do with both, but more of the latter, so to speak. But honestly, whenever I try to sing a Led Zeppelin song, I freeze. Because how in the heck does he do that? The world may never know. But he did eventually quit that, think in the mid-70s, because I think I heard that he had, like, vocal nodules in his vocal cords, and he had to stop singing that way. But nevertheless, he's still sounding good. And I love Robert Plant's voice so much. Yeah, that's another one of... yeah, like I said, those are another one of the singers I idolize, along with Freddie Mercury and Ann Wilson and Mariah Carey and all of them, ranging from rock to soul. All of them are really great. But Robert Plant, though, I gotta say, I'm very impressed with him. But recently, I would never think they would play this on the radio, but they played this one single, but I view it as a deep cut because they rarely play that song on any other radio station. It's a Coverdale and Page song called Pride and Joy. Yeah, and with David Coverdale from Whitesnake and Deep Purple. Yeah, he was part of Deep Purple for a little bit. And He and Jimmy Page, they collaborated on, I think it was one or two albums. If I'm not mistaken, I think they only did one album. I could be wrong. I honestly could be wrong. But the only one I know is the one with the Shake My Tree and Pride and Joy. Especially Pride and Joy. I listened to that on the radio the other day, and they were really... and it was on a rock station. One of the best rock stations I've ever came across around here in Alabama. But anyway, so I was floored because at first I thought, is this Led Zeppelin? it sure does sound like Led Zeppelin, but then I had to look it up on my phone. And I found out it was David Coverdale and Jimmy Page. So I was half right. Partially right, yeah. And, I don't know. So that song made its way into my, my weekly obsession. I don't know, it'll be weekly because that song is rocking, and I don't know if I'll ever be tired of that song, really, because it's really rocking. Oh, yeah, and another one of those vocalists to see, how in the heck does he keep doing that? Brian Johnson from AC/DC. I tell you what, oh my gosh, for years he's been singing like that. Yet again, I sound like a Muppet being strangled. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, to say the least, I'm a little bit of a fan of AC/DC, but not by much, because I'm more of a progressive rock person. Like, I listen to Yes, and Genesis, and ELP, and the like. So, no, but AC/DC, though, after Bon Scott died, they recruited Brian Johnson. And how in the heck does he keep singing like that? I freaking no clue. How? I don't know. Does he ever get... Did at some point did he get vocal nodules? At some freaking point. I'm sure he did. But another half of me just doubts that, because for years he's been singing like that. I mean, all the way from Back in Black to Thunderstruck. He's been doing it for over 30 or 40 years now. And it's just still a wonder to me how he does it. I have no idea. I have no idea. I really have no idea. So, yeah. Thank you for hearing me marvel and get confused easily at how people hit high notes. And yet again, have a piece of cake on me, and I will see you later. Yeah, you get the cake if you make it at the end. Yeah. I'm gonna go drink more caffeine now. Bye!